Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen. Amen. Good morning to you all.
Good morning. Good morning.
In September, when I was on the Isle of Iona, I had the opportunity to do a variety of things that I had not experienced before. But this one was super simple, and we can all experience it if you would like. How many of you ever go out walking at night in the dark without a flashlight? I so rarely walk in the dark without a light. I'm either worried about tripping on things. If I'm in a new place, I'm worried that I might get lost. I'm worried that there might be little skittery creatures that are roaming around whatever path I'm on. So it had been a long time since I had had the experience of walking at night without a flashlight, street lights, or any artificial light to guide my way. On Iona, there are really only two streets that are very well maintained, so you're not worrying about potholes or tripping on things. You really can't get lost, and there are not streetlights. There is not a lot of ambient light floating around. So when we would leave the Abbey in the evening, some people felt more comfortable walking with the flashlight, but there was a group of people who always hung behind a little bit and intuitively were drawn to the experience of walking in the dark. It was exceptional to feel how much more of the night was available to receive when you were not blinded by a flashlight. A couple times, I'm not sure why, because there's nothing really to be afraid of, but I would pull out my phone and turn on my light. And as soon as the light went on, all that I could really experience was what was flooded by the light. My eyes, all of a sudden, you know, were completely closed. The pupils were closed down because of this bright light. Everything, all my sensory awareness was in this light path. And I was no longer listening or feeling the breeze in the same way that I had been when I was walking in the dark. That experience of wanting to turn on the light whenever we're in the dark is so natural. We're afraid that we might fall. We're afraid that we might bump into something. But there are plenty of times when it is perfectly safe for us to sit in the dark or walk in the dark, and we don't take advantage of that. In her newest book, Barbara Brown Taylor writes all about this experience of learning to walk in the dark. She has a series of beautiful meditations that remind us how light-based our culture has become. When you think about how we experience the night in comparison to our ancestors, not even 100 years ago, we actually never have to experience darkness. We can have lights on in every room of our house, or at least night lights. We can fall asleep with the television on, or we can fall asleep reading on a device that's casting a light on us. Our clock radios have light, ambient light that's washing into our rooms. Even when we're not aware of it, we have a lot of light that comes into our lives. Our ancestors would not have experienced that. When the sun set, unless they were choosing to keep a fire burning for some reason, the only light that they would have had would have been a candlelight, the starlight, or the moonlight. Think about how different your experience is when you sit in your living room with all the lights off and a single candle burning versus sitting in your living room with the television on. two very different experiences of light. Or even sitting in the living room with the full lights on and no other noise. When we allow ourselves to be in darkness, we give ourselves access to a fuller range of our human experience than we can touch when we're constantly flooding ourselves with light. Clearly, the Spirit was leading me to pray with and wrestle with these issues when I was on Iona, because I did something that was very uncharacteristic for me, which was I found a cave when I was on Iona. I am not claustrophobic, but I do not enjoy being in dark, enclosed spaces at all. I think part of that is just natural. I mean, I don't know many people who would willingly, although there are some people who love to go spelunking and willingly go deep into the earth with very little light. But for most of us, it causes us a fair bit of physical anxiety. When I was in college, I was on a camping trip, and the instructor led us spelunking. And it was my first time. I didn't know what to experience, and I was pretty scared. We did have headlamps, but he was encouraging us to walk in the darkness and to experience that. And as I was walking, I was running my hand along the wall of the cave to keep my bearings, and at one point had the thought, I wonder why that's fuzzy. Turns out it was a bunch of bats, and I'd been running my hands across sleeping bats. Now, they were sound asleep. I was never in any danger, I don't think. But just that thought, that there could be a wall of bats in a dark cave, filled me with this sense of, ah! So the fact that I was called to find this cave on Iona was a real mystery to me. But I did, and I stepped into it, and I could feel my blood pressure skyrocket, my heart, like even now remembering it, is starting to beat faster, my mouth got a little bit dry. But I forced myself to walk roughly from like here halfway back to church, you know, far enough that I was in deep darkness, but not so far that I couldn't get out quickly. And once I got back to that point, I felt such a strong urge to sit, just to sit down in the darkness. It took a while for my body to calm down, to realize that there weren't giants that lived in the cave and, you know, spooky insects of all kinds and weird things that might drip on me. Just to sit in this dark, womb-like space of this cave. And to find in that place a peace that was completely inexpressible. Because pretty much every other sensory input was taken away. I could see very little. The only thing that I could hear was this gentle lapping of the waves on the shore, because this was right on the coast, which sounded like a heartbeat, that gentle wave. I couldn't really feel anything. There was no wind across my skin. Of course, there was no taste. So my sensory input was pretty much brought down to whatever tiny fragments of sound that I could hear. I could feel every cell in my body relax and rest in that darkness. As we enter Advent, the new liturgical year, in the Great Litany, we surround ourselves with these prayers for all of the darkest things in the world. In our own lives, I know so many of you are facing health concerns or financial concerns or relationship concerns that feel like times of great darkness. I think when we can learn to be comfortable sitting in external darkness, we learn a different sense of rest and peace and trust with internal darkness through that process. This Advent, I wonder if you might consider the great invitation of this season. We are descending deeper and deeper into the darkness. 3 more weeks of diminishing light. So you have a God-given opportunity to be in the dark beginning at 3:30 in the afternoon. Can you spend some time allowing yourself to sit in the darkness and simply experience what that is like? You may find yourself wanting to light a candle or light a fire in your fireplace. But what if the invitation of this Advent is not to put on the armor of light like a floodlight, to turn on every television in the house and every light in the house? What if this invitation to put on the armor of light is the same kind of humble and quiet invitation of God sending his son into the world as a vulnerable baby? What if your armor of light this Advent is as quiet and still as moonlight, or candlelight, or starlight? What can you learn about yourself and your own strength when you allow yourself to be in darkness? What can you learn about God and trusting in God when the darkness and the light become as much the same to you as they are to God? How might our Advent journey be different this year? If both externally, we turn off some lights, and internally, we allow ourselves to sit with those dark emotions, with those places that we want to flood with distractions because they feel too hard for us to bear. May your armor of light be just enough for you to feel safe and held and loved by God, but not so much that it drowns out the gifts of darkness. Amen.
Amen.